Up to Halacha Gimel, correct? Halacha Gimel.
Page
Mem Hey. It looks like a Mem Ches, but it's really a Mem Hey. The difference between matzah and the chametz is the Hey and the Ches. Page Mem Hey, Halacha Gimel. Okay, so these are the rules of the ovens. The ovens, yesterday we discussed the... What?
Maybe the page is puzzle.
Okay, so yesterday we discussed at great length different types of wheat. The wheat, when the wheat is cracked, and or the flour, there's a tiruvus of a flour that's suspect of being chametz, or wheat kernels that are suspect of being chametz. Today we're going to discuss the ovens. Okay, the ovens, or the grinders. The grinders that were used in the past for wheat, which is chametz. There might be some residual flour in the oven which may get mixed with nufla. Now today, it's a very big problem. Today, all flour, as far as I've been told or read, is washed. Commercial flour. If you buy flour in the store, it's a chashash of chametz gomor. Because today, I think the standards are probably is law. It's probably a law that before they grind, they bleach it. Could be. They're different. Flour is. Yeah, but they wash it. I believe it's washed. It's washed. So when they wash it, it can very possibly turn the kernels into chametz gomor. Chametz deraisa. So there's no way in the world you're allowed to buy in the store flour. When they have flour in the matzah baking factories, that's very special flour. Shomer mishas ketzira. There is no water. I wonder if it's even legal. I mean, I'm sure. For religious purposes, I'm sure it's legal. What? For religious purposes. But it's not something that they can actually market. This type of flour that's being produced is not. The FDA would probably never approve. So why? Organic? You would also wash organic. No? Nothing? Okay, I don't know. But the flour may not be washed. So here he's going to discuss a situation where we're going to have flour, and the flour is you have a grinder, you have a mill, and the mill was used the entire year round to grind flour that was washed. So the flour that was washed the whole year round is chametz deraisa, and there's no way you can really clean out the mill. You can clean out every single particle of flour. So is it going to be problematic to use these professional, especially today? Obviously, we have our own equipment, but years ago they probably used the same type of equipment they use the whole year round. They're going to use for Pesach. How do you kasher a grinder, a mill for using for flour you're going to use for Pesach? So the truth is, there's no big deal because it's bottled. You can be bottled, so you can clean it the best you possibly can clean it, and then any small particles of flour that get mixed up will be bottled b'shishin. Okay, let's see. Kvar nohagu halachim konogel dachtik behechshu harechaim l'naker heitev. It's already well known that we have to be very medactic in the kasher of the mills to clean them out very, very well. Ulanakois, the chol who have shorted to clean as best as possible. The kisim, leichem chadashim, the sacks that they used to store the flour has to be brand new. Or makom sheyesh talmidei chacham hima holchem el arechayim. That is their responsibility to go to the mills lashkiach to pay attention. Sheyehi ha'echshar koroi that the mills shall be kosher. Or makom sheyim talmidei chachamim roel lechol yari shemayim. Sheyelach biatzmo lashkiach al ha'echshar to make sure that it's kosher. The mitzvah bo yosa b'shtuchu, don't rely upon the kashrus agency. Make sure you do it yourself. And oyagim shakem acharishon should nitchan liyachar hechshar ein oichlim oisla pesach. Very fasting concept that you don't use the first batch of flour that is produced from the mill is not to be used. Why? Because there is residue from the first batch of old flour. I think it's washed. I think it means washed.
Let me ask you this. What if they use only this mill, only for
Pesach? So then it's mutter. Then it's 100% mutter. That's what they do today, I'm sure.
That's what they use.
For sure. Today, so today, Baruch Hashem, they have to exactly know it. But it's talking about in ancient times, since the first, they're using a mill, and the mill has some residue from the chomet stick of flour that was washed. I mean, latusa means it was washed. And therefore, therefore, there's going to be some taruvis of the old flour with the new flour. So to get out the taruvis, don't use the first batch of flour. but instead only use the second batch of flour. And the flour, the wheat, you have to be massive with the mechitza, that it should not be mixed. Also, be very careful in the mill that you should not mix the two different flours, the old flour, which is chamesh, with the new flour. Okay, let's see over here, halacha, you test on the bottom, on the previous page. Now, I don't know what that stands for, gimel bays. I don't know what that stands for. Beloshen ze. What?
Maybe it's
Nunbe. Beloshen near B'Einai. I don't know. Beloshen ze. Whatever it is. Shenoyagim lenakir harichayim mishum de zimnin tochnu b'chem ha'atua letusa rechutsa. So letusi translate rechutsa means washed. They used in the past before you, the whole year round, it was common to wash the flour before they would grind, wash the kernels before they would prepare the flour. And obviously that those kernels become chametz due to contact with water. And therefore there's going to be taruvis. So it's a little bit, you have to go and be careful. You have to forget. Don't use the first batch in order to clean out. You cleanse the mill. The ayin b'be'er heitev v'shari tshuva b'shem shut nachlas shiva. Okay, that's a very famous sefer. Nachlas shiva is a very famous sefer. It's really the very powerful for all the laws of gittin. Rachman letzlan, all the laws of gittin, all the shtaris. A lot of the stuff of shtaris come from nachlas shiva. Demi ikar. It's the name of a place, also, okay. Then Iker Hadin ain't Tzach Lenaka Rechayim. Iker Hadin, you don't need to Lenaka Rechayim. Why? What's the reason? Like we said before, because the Ma'at Kemach Chometz Anisha Shambatel Bashisham Iker Hadin, because you just clean the best. You don't have to go and do a heavy duty cleaning, because whatever is there is going to be very, very small.
So you see, it's even Chometz Gomer.
Not necessarily Chometz. I don't think it's Chometz Gomer. You can't say it's Chometz Gomer.
That's what he's saying. Right.
When he says kemach chometz, I don't think he mamish means chometz gomor.
That wasn't.
It means it wasn't shomer. This night wasn't shomer. It was washed. You have kernels. Just because you washed the kernels have been washed with water does not mean the kernels turn into chometz. Not at all. We learned
only
yesterday.
Only
the cracked ones, and even the ones that are cracked, it's not muchach. They turn into chometz. It has to be soaked in water and swollen. It's not so simple.
When you put the vitamin D or whatever they put into the
yeah.
So
yeah.
If you do it before Pesach,
it's bottle. Even if it's chametz, meikar then it's bottle.
Right.
Correct.
So there's no such thing as chametz before Pesach.
No, but that no. No, vitamin D. You're dealing here with something that is ein mevatlim iser lechatli. You know,
when there's an iser, the chametz before Pesach is not.
It's bottle.
Mevatlim iser lechatli, because it's not.
I'm not so sure that's correct. I'm not sure. If you have chometz gomor. Chometz gomer, mamsh, the real deal. You tell me lechatchilu, you can go buy in Pesach, and you're putting in Erev Pesach less than 60 al menas. That now, when it comes Pesach, it's bottle, and I can eat it on Pesach.
This is what always they did with sugar. That they were afraid that the guy kept on putting his.
But it's all those situations that will make is where it's not chometz gomor. It's not chometz gomor. Okay, we have to check it out. Here, the kernels of wheat that have been soaked, have been washed, have come in contact with water, it does not necessarily mean it's chometz gomor. It just means it came in contact, it's not shomor. So here it says it's mikradim, it's mutter, it's batal b'shishim, the shemol le'tachnu b'ba tzua l'tusa. Who says that they actually did grind in these? Obviously, he's dealing over here with the situation from years ago. Dealing over in Europe, not dealing over here with America, we're dealing with a whole different story, what it was. Who says they actually ground in this mill wheat that has been washed? It's enough to be machmer. Within 30 days you should be machmer, but more than 30 days you don't need to clean the oven, to clean it. Where they don't soak, they don't wash the wheat in water, ain't tzarch lenakir afilu mitzad haminik. If you live in a city where it's not the custom for them to wash the goyim, to wash the kernels of wheat in water, there's nothing to talk about. You don't have to be chayish. You can go to their mills and you can bring your own wheat that's been shom mishat ksira, and you can start up a business. Amnon b'sheil esyavitz choylik al zehi diskus the kevin since shanagul lanakar afilu since the minigis lanakar gezuntai to clean afilu koyim shloshim nami dino hachi. He says that in his city the Yavitz of Yaakov Emdin, they did it when they took over the mills to prepare for Pesach. They probably started Hanukkah time at the very least, and they took over non kosher mills. They cleaned it out even more than 30 days. Dino hachi v'chinkasav chabirka Yosef shein lein lahoros kain don't be mekel. Adam Mesubik im Lismach Beshasat Chak, Al Hamekilim, the Ayim Rishnebura, Shakas Abnami, Chetzach, Davkal, and Akav, where you have to clean the mills. The Hedrich Beze, Haste Chemed, Uvmadani Shmuel, Shakasu, the Yesh Lino, Gimkeh Machnirim, Kedesh, Lo Yizalzlu, Hahamoin, the Isser Chomets. The Yosef, Ulokal Gamed Ramasum, it's Saradin, Ayin Shem, once you go into stubbing Nakel, there is the slippery slope syndrome. Once one then becomes mutter, before you turn around, you're doing things you never would have imagined you would be doing. Now everything applies before America. Because once you come to America, the machinery is extremely sophisticated. And the machinery gets hot. And the machinery has pipes. And the machinery has hydraulics. And it has steam. And all of these things together can very easily cause, can cause the wheat to become chametz, and any residue that's left in the machines from the past is going to mix with the new wheat, and there's going to be chametz gomor. The chol zechub rechaim hapshutim, old-fashioned mills, shehem rechaim v'rechav, they have two different stones, a stone on the bottom, a stone on the top, belit, sinoros, there are no tubes, the siloinois, haruchim, pipes, whatever these things are.
Elevated
what? Yeah. Levers and all different mechanics. Avol, oh, you want to come to America, go into a factory? Forget it. Avol b'rechayim shehem ayidei siloinois v'tzinorois b'zeh yesh plugs gedol v'harbei reitzim lesser gam ayidei nika. Even with cleaning, it's treif. It's chametz. V'ayin mizeh b'sivkon shachazeh. So of course, Baruch Hashem, we have kashrut agencies today. OU is on the case. The chafkei, the okay. And they read the articles, you read the machinery. You even go online, they have these different videos where they show you how, and this is a very popular series called How Things Are Made. These are the popular series, How Things Are Made. So they've taken all the factories, and it's just amazing. The machinery, the technology, the engineering that goes into making the simplest things. So all of these things, obviously, the OU, when they do kosher runs, has to be taken care of.
Halacha.
He used to be the Rashkiach, yeah?
When RJJ went to bake at Horowitz Margaret.
Yeah.
So they would go 5, 6 o'clock in the morning.
When the yeshiva would go.
Yeshiva would go.
They would do their own batch.
And your grandfather would supervise, and they would clean the machines, and then they would take just the first 18 minutes.
First baking. Why you used to go to Sprites for the first baking?
Okay, very interesting. I know my grandfather was once with another person. I can't tell you the details. And there was an event that was going to take place, and they were responsible for the kashrus, that it should be a kosher event. And there were some questions, there were some rumors that, if you're not really on top of them, this is before, years ago, the other person said to my grandfather, so let's go down together the night before to make sure everything is in order. So my grandfather says, you go yourself, I'm not going with you. Man of Shach, you don't trust me, but I trust you. So what do you need me? What is my presence going to enhance the kashrus? Anyway, you don't trust me, and I have full faith in you. So go yourself. Go yourself and take care of what needs to be done. And kachava.
And at the end, you go to the food
cell. What? No, I'm at the end, I'm sure, I have no doubt, everything, I have no doubt.
There's a lot of stupidity.
All right, Behechsha Harichayim, Lenaka Hetev Ayin, Besivkar Nakoide Benin, Nikor Harichayim, as you mentioned before, cleaning the mill, Imhu Mitzad Hadin, Mitzad Haminik. Again, all of these things are outdated. Shekibal No Leinu Lesser, where the tradition is that it's also Lenikor, that the old-fashioned mills, the minig already has been established, and yet that it is also unless you clean the mill to the best of your ability. The zedavka b'chaim shem b'zmanim, there are days al b'chaim shem shenischachu the new ones b'tchilas hameh hashvius. In the beginning, I guess it's the 21st century. I guess he means right the 20th century. Shed nitchanim al yidei whatever this word is. The letzin shachitim oil b'yardim. There's some type of mechanism where it goes up and down. There chanim gvoyim aruchim nafal plugsa noiro. An incredible machloek is spending gedolei amudich hara. Shall you oz v'das ha'oisrim? There are many people. The oisrim v'hamar shak imoyem shos lutchem mechem al pi adin. Commercial grinders mills are osur. The bnei shehinom shagam shebeshas hahechshe menakim oy samim, though they clean very well, aval al acha yoyim or yoyimayim misrabe hazeya, there is steam, there is vapor, and this vapor gets mixed into the flour. Ad asher yinatfu habehakonim nitvei mayim, there are drops of water. There's so much vapor, there's so much friction, there's so much heat in these machines, it's inevitable there's going to be moisture, and that moisture mishave botzek mamish, and it creates dough. There can be dough, can be found on the pipes. The chol chita, the chita tevelis ba'zen, every single piece of wheat, it gets tevelis, it's dipped in this zeya, v'azehi toledes mayim mamish, ve'eviu habe rayas lezeh gam eviu divri hakarban esan l'hayedu. You'll be very careful when it comes to any moisture, any sweat in the mill. Shehu told us mayim ayin sham, and therefore forget about it. It's big problems to deal with these commercial machines. You have to know what you're doing. V'das amatim, who are they? Mahari mi kavna b'shut ein yitzkokim oam shemut alitchem b'chem, is no problem. Shein mischametz me'akemach me'azeya. It's not the harbet. It's not from the doesn't the key holes. That's not true. The kemach does not get wet from the zeya. The zeya is in a different part of the machine. The harbet toshedim l'shadas oishem hudavka b'chaim kitorio smoke. Ones that use steam. There are different types of mills. Use steam and use electricity and use this and use that. I don't know what it's all about. Avlayim b'shut avnei nezer b'shut min chasalot. They are long tubes. Dough gets stuck to these things. The majority is the matirim. Baruch Hashem, Chasdei Hashem, we live in a generation, we don't have to worry about these things. Baruch Hashem, we just have to pay for it. Just to pay. You have to just pay $25 a pound, and you're all set. All set.
The truth is, in a lot of places, I mean, if it's undergoing any kind of inspection from the health department,
yeah,
if it is every single machine that you use during the day, unless it's going to run 24 hours, has to be totally disassembled every single day and sterilized
wow.
every night. And the cleaning crew, you hire a cleaning crew that comes in, and every morning the inspectors come in, check everything to see, and they go through with these toothpicks or whatever it is to make sure that everything is totally been sanitized. And the first hour in the morning is you come in and reassemble
the machine.
Machinery, the grinders and things like that have to be put together. That's every single day.
Okay, so that's fantastic. So
that's mandated by the inspectors. Everything gets totally. You can't. If there's anything left over, you're shot for the day, because then you have to put a tag on it and you have to take it out of service for the day.
Okay.
And they inspect it very thoroughly.
And that goes for meat grinders also.
I was in the meat business, so I'm telling you, everything is taken apart. If you have anything left over, they take it for the day, because you have to sterilize it, they have these chemicals that they really blast the guts out of it. And so you should see the machines that come in. You can't be in a room because it's so high pressure, it would blow you away.
So even for buses, they do that?
Well, I don't know. I don't see it go on, but if it's under any kind of supervision of the health department, of OSHA, they're going to make you take apart everything. That's the way it works.
All right.
These areas.
The ayin, that's the last paragraph. The ayin b'shut evan yikara, the guf ahechshu b'rechayim hakitar, a machine that uses steam. Any machine that uses steam requires hechshar hu dover poshut betachlus hapashtus. What a beautiful expression. It is the simplest thing for any human being to understand, that you require to kasher a mill that runs on steam. Ukvar hurgulu kol chachmei hador lahechshar rechayim, it's dover poshut, all of the chachamim generation, they go to the effort of kashering these machines, lekimcha depischa, when they prepare flour for Pesach, then potse pe. And no one argues. There's no one that opens up their mouth to say it's not necessary. ulai haya ezach shash oz bezmanam lefi binyan lefi binyanam. Maybe in the previous generations there were other issues that there were other concerns. Avol hari chaim shabes manenu bal ayin toyer. There's no eye. The loy nigru mirechayim. I'm not sure what that means.
I'm toid.
Every ayin testifies. Every eye will testify that the loy nigru mirechayim v'chulu, which means that everyone agrees that we have the ayin sham. You have to clean the machines in our day and age. Have hani kiyoyon mirechayim hu alidei shemoshchem mechevel machbedes derech kol hakolim. You have to use. Okay, this describing the cleaning process, which I have no idea. Obviously, you have to know what these whatever they are. Obviously, I'm sure a lot of these things are outdated. Maybe not. He's talking about some old machines, obviously. They have these pipe cleaners and the different probably solutions. Kol ma shadavut b'defanus hakonim b'befnim kachos shuchnach ma'arsham shakach nagu b'b'ir l'vuv. Lemberg, ayin sham. Okay, so we have over here. So basically, just one only thing we really can take out of it is just for our purposes. Is like, I personally never thought about this. Is, you know, you always think, where does matzah really come from? You know, where do you get it from? You think about the matzah bank account. You go to. I used to go when I was a kid to Shatzer. My uncle used to come for Pesach. He used to take us. It was really something to look forward to go to Shatzer Matzah Factory to watch them bake matzahs. And then I wasn't there for many, many years, and I came back much later as an adult. And I was very disillusioned. Disappointed, disillusioned of what was going on there. But where's matzah really come from? Starting most basic thing is the flour. Shama mishas ketzira. Everyone talks about they harvest it. But that's just the beginning. You got to grind it. Mm-hmm. You got to grind. Who's grinding it? Who's transporting it from the field, wherever it's coming from? New Jersey, where is some field in New Jersey? Where it's coming from? What kind of sacks? What kind of containers are they putting in? Are they new?
Companies, it's transported 40,000-pound stainless steel tanker car, and then it's pumped in from the tanker car into the machine.
Not the wheat?
Let's talk about first
the wheat. I have no idea what goes on. The wheat has to be transported from the field to a warehouse, to a silo. And how are they transporting it? On a truck? On an open truck? They're transporting it and they're putting it in sacks? Even in the fields? The tractors? Whatever.
It's going into a sealed container.
From the very beginning.
Insurance. If it's an open, they sealed up. Okay. Used to be trucks had doors on the side.
Yeah.
The insurance company
no more.
Mandated to close up the side door. It's another entrance to the truck to steal. So you want to pay a decent insurance rate, you close up all the side doors on the truck.
And then it has to be transported to a mill where it's going to be ground to flour. So obviously all these things are major, major issues, and we really don't know what goes on. Which one? Gunnis and Max? How does he know about this? He's involved in this?
He's the mashgiach for one of the places, by the harvesting and by the grinding.
So you have to come down and speak.
Yeah.
It'll be fantastic.
Not only that, but then it's sealed with the plumber. They seal the thing, and it has a number on it. When the truck leaves, before the truck leaves, you get a call and say the number on the seal was so-and-so. When you get to the place where it's going, you have a record of it. You go to the back, and if, God forbid, you see that the truck has a different seal number than they told you on the phone, you say, goodbye. And it's happened. Somebody, something happened, and they opened up, and nothing really happened, but they just put another seal that they happened to have with them and put it on. The number doesn't match. You can't take it into the place.
Okay. All right, so these are obviously very important matters to know where the flour is coming from and how the flour is being ground to make sure that it is kosher for Pesach. Halacha dalet. Halacha dalet sak shel kemach. Im kemach. Shenislach lech mimayim. A sak im kemach which got wet. Im hu b'mokim echad. If it's in one particular location, bein shu adayin lach, bein shenishavish. No problem. Ye'echoyz es hamokim hazeh b'yodo. V'yorik hashar umut. Just isolate the damage. And everything else is kosher. Rak zoshen islach. Also, the part that got wet, the section of the sack that got wet, that section is forbidden.
The section ended, the other clean starts.
Wherever you have to, you make an evaluation.
What a major problem was for a while before, and sometimes nobody noticed until one guy came out, started screaming, they threw a couple of people out of the plant. Was they're wheeling it in on, they're wheeling in sacks, before, you know, and they're going to, and right away, you know, the government, you got to clean the floor, make sure it's not slippery, and they're hosing down the floor, but the water splashes up from the floor, goes through the pallet where the flour is coming in or the wheat is coming in, and the bags get wet. And
finished.
All of a sudden, one guy came, going out of there and said, "What are you doing? Do you realize what's happening over here?"
That's right.
They literally took the guy and threw him out of the plant. They said, he was a firm guy, and he says, "You're an idiot." And they just—he was fired. He had to know better.
That's right.
Well, these things could happen. This backsplash.
Of course, you go and you hose down the floor. You're dealing over major factories and garbage.
Take it out of service.
It depends. So it says if you have one. So you have to make an evaluation. If you're dealing, with this, you make an evaluation. Let's see. Ragzos shenivlash also the imnis lachlech bekama mekaymos. Let's say it gets wet in many locations. She evshalo lasos kain. You can't isolate different sections. Also, I'm a dying lach if it's still moist. Yirakedes akemach achzachish. Today they would never do this, but it says here in ancient times they would sift. They would sieve. They would sift the flour to remove the clumps. The clumps is chametz. Unbelievable. U'mashin yisher ala ne'anofa pirudin zeul levad chametz asher muter. And if it's going to be a small amount, so it'll be bottled. If a small amount creeps through the sieve, that's going to be bottled with shishim. V'cheinim achol akvorim min akemach yirakdenu. Mice nibble away at the flour, so maybe the moisture in their mouth can potentially cause it to become chametz. It's asher. Avim kvar nisyabesh b'loy mahani lehar. Harikida. But if it already turned dry, so then it's too late. Then already it's mingled. There's no way you can possibly sift it out. The clumps, the cholakemach also.
In wheat products, itself, pasta, things like that.
Yeah.
You look around and there are no droppings or there's no mice or anything.
Yeah.
But what happens is the vermin that you cleaned out of there, whatever it is. Laid eggs, which you can't see,
and later
after the bag is sealed. A month later,
inside
you have inside the bag, and it wasn't there when you sealed.
Because it was just an egg.
But the eggs grew hatched while it was in transport.
You have it today.
You find.
I was.
It happens. And was you didn't do anything wrong, seemingly. So that's why they want to irradiate stuff.
When a bakery in New Square. And he tells me, I wanted to use yashan.
Yeah, but it's infested.
But what happened was I started sifting. It was full of worms.
So you couldn't.
And worms is a bigger issue than...
Cholash. And a chanami, it's a very, very important thing. You think you get some mila, you go into a bakery, yashan. Someone's just joking. What is it?
I tell people I will look fresh.
Yeah. It's not a joke. It's a very serious matter. You go to a bakery.
Some say it's good enough.
Exactly. He's saying something very, very serious. So you go to a bakery, yashan, somach. It's a chumra, da'asi li de kula. Both mitzad halacha, because of shratzim. And also sakana, chamida sakanta.
Years ago, you never heard the word.
Of course not. Only yichidim.
Chumra du jour.
You said that when you went to buy yesterday's bread.
Yeah.
You just said that.
So it's very, very true. It's a chumra de osi lidei kula. Absolutely. Halacha da'ala. Let's see halacha. Hey,
no.
Let's try to finish up. I want to finish up this section. Halacha, b'yoyim shetchano yes akemach. This is very interesting. This is very interesting halacha. Fascinating scientific halacha. On the day that you grind the flour, you're not allowed to bake matzah because it generates heat. There is heat. Exactly. Mayim shalom. Same exact concept. B'yoyim shet. But this is not in the Gemara. Is this the Gemara? Mayim shalom is in the Gemara. Is this halacha from the Din de Gemara, or it's a new halacha? I don't think it's a Din de Gemara. I think it's a modern day halacha. B'yoyim shetochanu es hakemach osu le'afoysom emneisha os hakemach hucham. The day that you grind the flour generates internal heat, and that heat can cause it to become chametz in less than 18 minutes. U'memaher l'hachmetz kishneisten bo yisamayim alkein yisha achar ha'atachin l'chopochas me'eis le'eis. Fascinating halacha. You have to wait 24 hours from the time that you grind the flour until you actually go and you bake.
You bake hand
mounts,
and
everyone
gets his little
tape. Yeah.
You squeeze it to get it into. You're not allowed to use two hands.
Because you make it, the heat, you can make it hot. See, in the Holocaust, I don't know if they were machmer on this. People that were moiser nefesh. I mean it seriously.
It was a machleikis in our, which is a machleikis for Pesach.
Yeah.
Some said that Some say you mechuyev.
Then there was another shita that said it's a
sakana.
You gave us the mitzvah of matzah and chai behem.
We'll worry about
the chametz. We'll leave to what we have.
Of course, of course.
A big,
okay, I don't think anyone would say that you mechuyev tin matzah. They were meiser nefesh.
Certainly classified items.
They were meiser nefesh. There were people that were meiser nefesh, but it's hard to hear. You read this thing. You never heard this. You read all the stories. People that bake matzahs. They bake matzahs in the middle of the night. It doesn't seem like they would nizer that if they had wheat and they would grind wheat to make it into flour.
The flour itself was chametz.
Probably. It was probably anyway.
Nobody went and cut the flour.
Okay, all right, you're right. Okay, let's go further. This is an interesting halacha that the heat, the flour, there is. I wonder if there are scientific, is any research into such a thing that there is some type of heat, internal heat, friction in the flour within 24 hours. Today they have thermal, you know, today they have thermal.
I think one of the reasons they use, I don't know how this guy Davidi does it. Is it an electric motor?
No, it's a regular water mill. It's driven on water.
Because one of the things they have with the sophisticated new mills that are very quick, there's much more friction.
Yeah.
If it goes very quick.
So it can mean more heat, even more heat.
Yeah,
more
what I'm saying is that is a regular old-fashioned style.
You take a drill, if you want to put in a screw and you put it...
It gets hot.
If you do it quick, it gets hotter.
Right, of course. Okay, halacha vav. Hasakim shemasimin bochem esakemach tov la'asayisim chadoshim. The sack in which he put the flour. Before we learned about the sacks, they store the wheat. Now we're talking about the sacks, they store the flour. Tov la'asayisim chadoshim, it should be brand new. Or l'chol ha'pachos lahatir esatfiros, you have to undo the stitches. Or l'chab, some to thoroughly clean them. Heite b'chamin ha'wood of efer, and with earth, with shivshuf of chavita, with beating. And detergent. Different types of the cleansing detergent, the agents, and different things to make sure that the sacks are perfectly clean before you put the flour or kosher piece of flour in these sacks. Halacha zayin, also laniach sham im akemach, laniach sack im akemach agabi behem on the back of an animal, because the heat of the animal will penetrate the sweat, the zaya, the sweat of the animal can penetrate through the sack and make the flour chametz. Ella im yesh od or of tachlev, there is a thick piece of leather underneath the sack between the animal. The side the im loikein yichamim. It will get hot. The yislachlech and azeya become wet from the sweat of the back of the animal. The yemevsher yizur gamkin shlolaniach harben. There's another very big chiddush. Not to stack them too high. I wonder if there's such a thing like this today in the pallets, in the factories. Don't stack them too high. Yizohir gamkin shlolaniach harben sakim zelze b'neisha ani deze mischamim biyachmitz belisha. Because when you stack too many sacks of flour one top of the other, it also generates some type of internal heat, and then when you start using it to make matzah, it will become chametz prematurely. Let's say halacha chaf aleph, achlu achvorim, if it is eaten by weasels, abedin chamim shen ayin le'el bedin chamim shen shuchoyim yagvorim v'doyim lezeh, hot water, Hamayim that has been affected, been poisoned. Hakriven alefechasecha. There, the issue was not so much chametz. The issue was that it's a bizui mitzvah. It's a bizui mitzvah to use things that have been infested with, even if it may be technically kosher. It's not proper. The ayim shari tshuva the zedafka kshaneke v'sak shenasem in the shichas agvarim who godol kitzas. If you find rodents, it has to be significant size. Boif and sheyesh chashas shema ha'achvar nichnas l'secha kemach u'mach masad roik due to the saliva shebefiv nischamet sham bekama mukamas avol manekev katab. It's a teeny little hole. Shenasek ze aydei neshirah through a bite ba'alma oish akemach tzavor. The kevach is piled the dachok and it's hard pressed, so there's no way the mice going to penetrate deep down into the sack. Veneir shaloi pirpuru ha'agvam, they did not penetrate it. Mibifnim machmas shehu mehuduk, it's very tight, tightly pressed. Ein mokim lahachmer, there's no reason to be machmer. Ve'ayin bezech alavram hasforadi b'shem Besak shematzu boy in the kavim, there are holes. The any do im him in shichas akvarim oyeshaniku al yidei siba acheres. You do not know why there are holes in the sack. Either mice have penetrated, or maybe it just got scratched. Shim his siru meakemach mokam in the kavim yesh lahatir hashar mikach sveik sveika. Just take away a sliver of the kemach where it was perforated, and it's kashim imanu shachem mishum sveik sveika. Number one, shema anakavim misiba acheres. Who says the holes in the sack came from the mice? Maybe it came from something else. V'yim tim salayma mishicha sakvarim shema kvar yisira kenachanoshuch. You've already taken one slice, and you don't have to be chayish that it penetrated. The chametz penetrated. The mice burrowed their all the way down to the bottom. You could assume that you took care of the part that's problematic. Halacha chabeis akemach chucham. If the flour is hot, if you go and you grind it in bobayom, you're not allowed to use the flour because it's hot. Ayin behagoyes maharsham. V'nitfas ke'es, it's reprinted b'shut maharsham. Bechitim shenitchanu berechayim shel yad, a hand mill. V'achar kach noida shelufnei kama shonim betochanu shon melach. This hand mill was used in the past years ago for salt. Salt is chorif. It's very sharp. Has a lot of potency. So now the concern is that maybe some of the salt that was used in this mill has mingled or penetrated the flour, and maybe that potency has caused the flour to become chametz. So what is halacha? Heli paskins there. Shavli kebach hashem hatach shamelach hella shavli af la daaf le. Salt has the koyach to make hot. Salt has the same status as yeast and can prematurely make something chametz. It has to be real salt that you can touch. Salt that may be buried behind the surface in the mill. So Mamela, it's okay. The noy de das ha har I don't know who this is. The baal kedei klifa hu chumra, they're removing
the chol.
The kol kedei klifa hu chumra, the einay aser b'diavad, anything which only has an absorption of a klifa, the surface of the mill has a klifa of salt, is only a chumrah. The einoy oyser b'diavad, it's not going to be also that this flour that you've grinded in this mill that had once was used for salt is not also b'diavad. The af gam kaimalon the gam davar chodef hanivlo b'nifkam b'meis l'eis. Furthermore, the case here was more than a couple of years. Years ago, it was used for salt. So therefore, it certainly it's only it's nivla. It's tam l'fkam. The gam yeshdes the melachim davar chodef. Whoever said that salt is a davar chodef? Whoever told you that salt is like yeast? Who says? Salt is lover charef. So therefore, what's the big deal? Therefore, you have so many reasons why you can be makel. Therefore, lechin for mutter hakemach. It's mutter v'shut marasham shamisam the mutter gam lashnudam l'shmura. It's also mutter v'shmura matzah. Shmura matzah. There's no problem whatsoever. If you use the mill that was used as salt, and now it's more than the ace la'ace, and you've cleaned it, there's no residue of salt, and maybe some bleus of salt in the mill. That's not a problem. It's mutter even for matzah shmura. Okay, we'll stop here. Take a minute break, and then we'll talk about Haseba on Pesach. We have quite a bit of experience.